coming in with some really nice music here.
Are you dizzy yet?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, these guys were awesome.
That was like Old Oaks was... That was a while ago.
Check it out. And 2 or 3 weeks ago? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The podcast is up. The performance is there. They were awesome.
Mm-hmm. They were. In studio, too, so that was great. And we're seeing some lightning here as well.
Be careful out there.
But we're here with Micah. Micah, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Micah Kloppenberg, and I'm actually from Madison and grew up here, and I'm excited to work with Madison West High School. And you know Emmy, because that is also where I went to high school. I currently work now for the Xerces Society, a nonprofit organization that works to protect and conserve pollinators and invertebrates across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And we do so mostly through community organizing and protection,
mm-hmm.
and then also installing or guiding community members, landowners, nonprofit groups, and other community partners in installing, managing, and maintaining pollinator habitat.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much. So I know we were kind of talking about like pollinator habitat before the break as well. What would you say is kind of like the argument for protecting pollinator habitat?
Oh man, off the top of my head, 1 in 3 bites of food come from pollinators.
Wow.
Period. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have those pollinators, you better get out and start pollinating those plants yourself. Get your friends, bring your family, everyone out into the field. So yeah, if we do not have those pollinators, mm-hmm. so goes our food.
Yeah.
And I would follow it up too by extending what Athena mentioned, which is so go our birds.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, I think, largest impacts that I see in terms of pollinator decline over the last 50 odd years, if not more so.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also seen in those 50 odd years a decline in 1 in every 4 bird species in North America.
Mm-hmm.
So as our pollinators and other invertebrates disappear, so too do the birds and on up the trophic level of mm-hmm. those species that rely on them for food.
Mm-hmm. What types of pollinators do we have here?
There are over, so Xerces is primarily, at least my role is very much will be working with native bee species here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have over 500 different species of bees.
Mm-hmm.
And often, I mean, the bees that people are most familiar with are at least the native bees. So honeybee is actually not a native bee. I mean, it was brought over domesticated. People often think of it as cattle because it's a domesticated mm-hmm. bee that we manage specifically for a product and mm-hmm. came over from Europe. And it's actually our state insect, which is a little disappointing.
Yeah, that's...
that a honeybee, a non-native bee that honestly isn't as an effective pollinator as many of our native bees, is our state insect.
Mm-hmm.
So over 500 bee species, 20 of which are, or a little more than 20, probably closer to 2 dozen, are bumblebees.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then there's so many more within those 500 species.
Yeah, I know that's a lot of species. Yeah. And we have other pollinators too, right?
Like, absolutely. I mean, flies, wasps, anything that moves pollen from one flower to the next, whether intentionally, which is our bees, or mm-hmm. unintentionally, which could be flies, monarchs, other butterflies. Moths actually are because they're so active during the nighttime, we don't think of them as pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
Ants, what else? I mean, just the wind too is a pollinator, yeah, but not an invertebrate.
Yeah. How can we support like our native bee populations?
How can we support, sorry, say that again?
Our native bee populations.
By working with Athena and 2 ferns and purchasing all her plants and installing them in your lawn. it's creating habitat.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is all about creating habitat.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1492, habitat here in North America has changed.
Yeah.
And because of European colonization on the landscape, Mm-hmm. Peoples have changed, and so too has our habitats. Mm-hmm. The predominant reason why that habitat has changed and been lost for our pollinators is because of agriculture. Mm-hmm. And now with more industrial agriculture reliant on monocrops and herbicides and pesticides that actually also have strong impact, or actually not strong impacts, it's killing off our native pollinator populations. Mm-hmm. So the best thing that we can do, A, is change our agricultural practices mm-hmm. to allow for pollinators to coexist with ourselves on the landscape. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? It's by installing habitat, both in urban and rural areas, and creating connectivity between various habitats along the way. What that means is planting a diversity of, well, prairie or woodland species mm-hmm. that support pollinators. And again, why I think, just to revisit Athena's point, why diversity is because there are no one plant can support so many different pollinators. We need right. all of them.
Yeah.
And so it's by creating pollinator habitat, so both nectar and mm-hmm. pollen source, and then also creating nesting habitat where they can complete their life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We generally see bees most of the time when they're in flight. So that's when they are. Okay. It's maybe 1 month. Or two out of the entire life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of that time they spend underground. And so it's mm-hmm. easy to forget them in that off season that they even exist and that they need that nesting habitat in addition to pollen and nectar resources that they get from our native plant species.
Wow, thank you so much. I was also going to talk about, so there's been a lot of, I don't know, if you go down the streets of Madison, there's lots of signs around for No Mow May. And I was wondering, like, how does that fit in with the bee population?
Primarily, it fits in by raising awareness that pollinators exist. And I think the primary reason No Mow May is taking off is A, because it rhymes, it sounds good. and B, because it's easy to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just neglect your lawn.
Yeah.
And you just turn, you just look out the window at something else for a little while and ignore mm-hmm. the growing grass. But really what you do is you're just not mowing back those early flowers
right,
that are growing
yeah.
up in your lawn that are actually weeds.
Yeah, and that's why we're seeing all of this ground cover flowers.
Exactly.
Lots of
so
flowers.
Especially in an urban area, it's really important because those early flowers are some of the first resources for our earliest emerging bees.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And we are about to go to break. Thank you.